The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of today's show brought to you by True Air Technologies. Radon is an odorless, invisible gas that is the second leading cause of lung cancer. Is your family at risk? Text Radon to 877-235-9405, 877-235-9405. Just the word radon, and you could receive a complimentary radon evaluation, because living with radon is just not an option. This past week's winner was Kevin Strickland. Kevin Strickland was our winner of the certificate last week from the Answer Insiders. You can enter a couple of different ways. You can text the word radon, or you can go to 945theanswer.com. And if you're an Answer Insider, enter as an insider as well. So congratulations, Kevin Strickland. Texter Rick in Hendersonville says, he's also Hendersonville/Edneyville, says, "Hey, I'd like the breakfast too, but would like my statements and questions to be heard on your show even more." Rick, you're being heard loud and clear here on the Morning Answer. There's a bill making its way through the South Carolina legislature that will tighten the rules on how you use your cell phone while driving. Senate Bill 723 is known as the Hands-Free Act. It was recently before the State Transportation Committee. Had some hearings on it last week. And one of the people working hard to be sure that members of the State Senate hear why she believes this bill can save lives is Kelly Willenberg. Kelly joins me for a few minutes in the 94.5 The Answer studio. Good morning. Welcome in.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. This is personal for you. You've got a good reason to persuade our state legislature on passing this. Tell us your story.
So in June 30th, 2017, my husband was pronounced dead from a distracted driving accident on Highway 221 in Spartanburg. You know, my husband had been a bicyclist for 25 years, so three bicycles in the garage, 10,000 miles on one bike. You weren't going to stop him from driving, riding on a bike. He never drove a car. And that day, a distracted driver was checking his cell phone when it went off to see a text. He looked down, looked up, and the next thing he knew, my husband was, you know, hit on his bike and severely injured. And you know, he admitted he didn't see my husband. I mean, he was more interested in who was texting him that morning.
All right. And this happens often. I have a story myself. My cousin's wife's mother and father, a number of years ago, both were killed instantly. Wow. When a young girl dropped her cell phone, she was texting, dropped her phone. She won't, as you said, it was more important for her to have that cell phone in her hand. She bends over to retrieve it. She crosses the line, she hits them head on and kills them both instantly. So this happens because it's almost like what's on that phone is more important than our safety and other safety.
I agree. I think people don't realize how many seconds it takes to look at a cell phone. The minute you look at a cell phone, it takes your brain 5 seconds to re-engage on the road.
Sure.
And things happen so quickly, and people aren't aware of the rules around them in traffic regardless, and then you add the mix of a cell phone. And I mean, one of the areas I think we've got to be conscious of are the teen drivers who aren't, you know, very good at driving anyway. They're new, and they're encompassed with a phone that's glued to their hand, and texting and social media is their way of life. So if we don't do something, we're going to have continued problems with people, you know, dying at the hands of a driver who just is more important. It's more important to be checking the phone.
Now, the loss of your husband, and thank you again for being here. I know it's hard, but you've turned this into a crusade of sorts, in that you speak to a lot of different groups around the country, right? Trying to persuade other states and your home state of South Carolina to pass this type of legislation. Why do you think this will make a difference?
Well, I think that if people are conscious and they realize that if they use a phone and they do something wrong or something happens, there are consequences. I think now people don't understand that in a lot of states there are consequences for actually just touching a phone in a car, such as in California. And I think it's going to bring more awareness to safety, not only for bicyclists, but for motorcyclists and for pedestrians.
Yeah, yeah. State Representative Bill Taylor, he's a Republican from Aiken. He was quoted as saying, South Carolina's current texting ban doesn't work. The $25 fine, which never increases, is hardly much of a fine, but worse yet, it's unenforceable. This seems to have some bipartisan support, both Democrat, Republican. What do you see as the biggest obstacle of this passing when they go back into session in January?
Well, I think one of the obstacles that we've seen over the past 2 years is the fact that there are still people that believe that we're taking away people's rights.
Yes.
By telling them you can't have a cell phone in your hand. And I think there's instances where you and I both know if you've had an accident and you have to step away from the car, you need a cell phone. You have to follow the rules and be able to call in an emergency. But that what we're trying to get across, and I think the Senate heard it loud and clear, is, you know, you're also taking away people's rights to ride a bike, to walk on the side of the street, to go out and check their mailbox for their kids to play. Case in point, the police officer who was hit, you know, over a week ago, just doing her job. So I think that if we can get the Senate and the House to understand that we need some teeth for it to matter to people, the everyday citizen like you and me. I mean, I was at the South Carolina Business Women's Conference yesterday, and I was talking to the people at my table, and of course there were people at the table who were against it because they feel that you shouldn't take away a phone from someone who needs the phone in a car. And I think that's beside the point with when someone dies from a distracted driver.
Kelly Willenberg with me this morning in the 94.5 The Answer studio. Now, some states have passed similar legislation, and they have seen results, right?
They have, yes. Georgia, North Carolina. I mean, having driven in numerous states around the country as a consultant, and I travel all the time, there are states that you can't even have a phone in the front of the car with you unless it's without of reach. So I think that there are states that have figured out a way to make this work, to make it so there's consequences and there's fault if you do hit someone. I mean, for the most part, if a bicyclist is hit today, it's a small fine. Even if the bicyclist dies, the only reason the person is in jail who hit my husband is because he left the scene of the accident that resulted in a death.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. 877-235-9405. Your comments on this are welcome on the Big Rock text line. Kelly Willenberg, lost her husband in an accident. How was he eventually caught?
He turned himself in
about
20 hours after he hit Dale. But he had stopped at the scene and talked to people, and got back in his car and left.
Mm-hmm.
When the ambulance was pulling up, you know, by the time that he turned himself in, you know, my husband had been pronounced brain dead and we were donating organs. So he didn't, you know, have to answer to anything until way past the time that he should have.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the next step? Where does this stand in South Carolina now?
Well, from what I understand, the Senate committee, Transportation Committee, is taking it under advisement and are going to have another discussion on it at some later date and possibly a vote. So we have to hope that everyone will call their senators across the state and support this bill so that they understand that the community at large wants this to move forward.
Yeah. Kelly Willenberg, thank you again. And you know, I just admire people like you who have this horrible tragedy in their lives and try to do something good. Try to turn it around.
My husband would want that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Yep.